It's been a little while since I sung this song, so.
Bless you.
I like that singing over at church this morning. By the time I learned that song, it was getting ready to quit.
Same here, brother. Same here. Same here.
I love singing a little.
Are you past the point of re-reach? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it hard too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel an empty feeling? The saints are all in stealing. And you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
This morning, amen. It got more than out of the bank. We'd all drown it, amen.
Y'all put them shoes on. Come on over here.
Yeah. You need a CD player? I had the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I think I've got this thing figured out.
I think. Who did that before?
Well, I don't know if I turned it on and off. It lit and it went out. Oh, okay. Needs to be plugged in. All right.
God is a mighty God.
Yes, He is.
Number two.
Put your shoes on, Joe. Come on over here. We're waiting on you. I'm tired, Ed, he said.
He just got home.
Yeah. We're all tired.
Yeah, we're all tired. Hour. That's right. Yeah. We've been in church all day.
Joe's
on my. Well, get my glasses out. I'm telling you. Here we go. It come now.
Number two.
Great job, Rita, he said.
Is trying to read it. Well, ain't doing nothing yet. I don't know if it's reading it or not. It ain't moving. Maybe I'll push play. Let's try that.
Now two.
Okay, wait a minute. I found it.
Is that two?
That's it. Coming up. I think I got it.
I just want to say I love the Lord tonight. I want to thank Him for many blessings. Yes.
Singing, Rita.
Yes.
Boy, I love singing. Mm-hmm. Can't sing a lick, but I love singing.
He said
that all the time. Yeah, he says that all the time because it's true all the time. I had a man with me in the car going up the interstate. He's in jail right now. But that song came on that Brenda just sung. He just broke down over there. He couldn't even get a word out. And when he finally got to where he could get a word out, his mother and father just passed away. And he saw, you know, what was coming his way. But when he finally got where he could talk, he said, I needed that. He said, that something in that song, he said, it ministered to me.
Wow.
And that's what songs do. They do minister to you. Sometimes they'll lift you up. Sometimes they'll help you out. Sometimes they'll put you to sleep. But I like good spiritual songs.
Yes.
When you got a lot of trouble going on, best thing you can do is either make a melody in your heart or get somebody to make a melody.
Yes.
I'll tell you, boy, it'll soothe. Saul got all mixed up and they called for David and he played that harp. And that evil spirit would leave Saul. and I have to admit, I like it. I like singing. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to take our text tonight from Romans. Thank y'all for praying for us. Brother Ed kind of overdid it. Praying for us this morning. Don't get me wrong, I loved it. But we did get a little bit, way a little bit too excited this morning. I do mean way a little bit. I'm telling Donnie on the way home that I'm a pastor. And a pastor, he feeds sheep, feeds lambs. But that was more of an evangelistic type service we was in this morning.
Yes,
I'm telling you right now, I felt like a blind dog in a meat house. It was all good, amen?
Yes,
but we'll take our text tonight from Romans chapter number 10. Let me give this to you, Don. I've had this for about 3 weeks. Miranda gave that to me to give to you. Me and Brother Ed both got one. It's where Caden is graduating. And they're going to have a party for him next Sunday. Sorry about the late delivery. But I put that right on top of my notes tonight where I made sure, like my wife wants me to stop and get her some Zero Sprite. I forgot it 3 days. I've got a note out there in the van. I had a lot on my mind. Of course, going to Brother Charles's was one of the top priority things on my mind. I did want to go and be a blessing. And I must say that was a blessing to be there.
Amen.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it, probably more so than anyone. Looked forward to being with them, and I look forward to them being with us. It was wonderful. We're going to read the first 13 verses of Romans chapter 13. We're going to have prayer tonight for Tammy and for others that have...
Romans 13 or Romans 10?
Romans 10, from verse 1 down to verse 13.
Okay.
And we're just going to comment. We won't be long tonight. I was long this morning. But I admit, Brother Charles said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Now, you don't do that to a preacher. But between that and people coming in the back door, I have to admit, I did kind of yield. I preached a little long this morning. Romans chapter 10, starting in verse 1. Paul here says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith, and I'm glad that's the kind of righteousness I cleave to,
yeah.
But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend unto heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, it's talking about going to hell, that is bring up Christ again from the dead, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is over The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. This is our last verse. Mm-hmm. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We're Amen. Preaching tonight on perishing people. I want to go, Lord, in prayer. I want to remember Tammy tonight. Remember Sister Joanne tonight. Remember Jerry tonight. Sister Sue Bone. Remember Sister Carolyn. She's got a... you don't get the thing done with the pacemaker? No, got it coming?
I have it done June 26th.
Amen. Yeah. Well, we come to you tonight, thankful, Lord, to be in your house again tonight. Thankful, Lord, for this many people, Lord, being here, Lord, tonight. Father, I pray right now for Brother Patrick, Sister Sarah, and their family, Lord. They're traveling on their way to Indiana. Pray, Lord, you give them traveling mercies. See to it, Lord, they make that journey safely. Father, we pray, dear God, tonight for Sister Tammy. Lord, her health in decline. And Lord, we just put her in your tender care just by humble prayer. Ask you, Lord, you bless her and Danny and their family, Lord. And help her, Lord, I pray, to get on her feet soon. Get her health, Lord, back soon. Lord, we're so thankful they found the problem. We just pray, dear God, Lord, it would quickly get better. We pray for her. I pray, dear Father, Lord, for Sister Sue Bone, Brother Denny. Lord, she got other issues besides her knee. And Lord, we just pray you'll help her with all of her health issues. Lord, we pray, Father God, tonight, Lord, for Lord, Sister Carolyn. Got, Lord, a situation that's going to have to be tended to with her pacemaker. We pray for that, Father. We pray, dear Lord, tonight for Lord, Brother Mitchell, Sister Phyllis. Lord, their health in decline. Got many here in the church, Lord, that are getting feeble. None of us getting younger. Lord, we've got the church tonight. Everybody talking about how old they're getting. And Lord, I'm just glad. Praise God, there's a rest home in heaven. Yeah. Where we'll rest forever. And we pray, dear Father, Lord, for all these, Lord. I pray for Carol and Larry. I pray, Lord, for Serenity and for Leri. Lord, we hadn't seen Carol in a long time. We love her. And we pray for her to get well. Lord, we pray, Father God, Lord, for this little church, Lord. Lord, how tender, Lord, it is to be their pastor. We're so thankful that you allowed us to be here, Lord. The privilege and honor, Lord, is ours, Lord, to be their pastor. And I'm so thankful for this little church, Lord, how they put up with me, forbear, and Lord, they love me, and I love them. I thank you for them. I pray you help us, Lord, to be all that we can be for the time we have to be that. And with pride, best be a blessing to you and give honor and glory to you. Thank you for the songs that's been sung here tonight, what we've already felt. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let me get this off my chest. I just seen this morning. Went in there, fixed me a cup of coffee. I have to admit, I don't believe there's a man in here tonight that could hit me as hard as I was hit by seeing this morning. And I want to try to read this slowly so this information can get out. I was very surprised that I was allowed to see what I saw, hear what I heard. But there's an outreach ministry in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. That's the name of it, Outreach Ministries. Their pastor is Alan Jackson. And he had a military man.
Yeah.
A highly decorated military man. Very faithful. His name was Chad Roba Chaos. R-O-B-I-C-H-A-U-S. And he was speaking in his church. And I'm glad they gave him the microphone. He took his time. And what he was speaking was called Frontline Perspective. And him being in the military, he gave a true account of what went on in Afghanistan and what's going on in Ukraine right now. And boy, did he spill the beans on the political lies that are being peddled today. I was alarmed and ashamed that I didn't know the truth of what was really going on. But he put it in such a truthful way. I have to admit, I received instruction. It's sad that our country is being so deceived and being literally destroyed through a leadership. But I would challenge everyone, if I could, that you would go like I did on the internet, look this up. It's called Frontline Perspective. The speaker was Chad Roba Chaos. It took place, well, I seen it this morning. I'm not sure when it originated, but it took place at World Outreach Ministries. The pastor, Alan Jackson. I just typed in alanjackson.com, brought it right up. And like I said, the message is Frontline Perspective. It will alarm you. And a lot of things are going on in our day that Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. And I felt like a fool when I learned what really happened over there. It's sad. I really don't even want to elaborate on it because I don't want to get political here tonight. I might even get mad if I did. But over there, Brother Charles was this morning before we're getting this message. The young lady that, and I'm not talking about Sharon, bless her heart, she stepped up there early in the service and helped Lucy sing the song, I'll Fly Away. But at the end of the service, the young lady that went to the piano over there that was playing, I did not know this, but she, like the Laura that I mentioned, also has a young girl's ministry. She's only got two right now. She had three. But I got to speak with her a little bit. And she's doing a great job working with girls that are, you know, in need of help. She shared some of the things with me. Pray for her, Laura, and the other Laura up there that's got the girls' rest home. All right, let's get in this here. Perishing people. Paul here, in this very first verse, he says, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of lost people that I pray for, that I like to see get saved. I just found out recently that a man that I'm still praying for, that I've worked with, has already graduated this life. They found him in his home dead. I never did let up praying for him body until I found out that he passed away. Young man. Y'all heard me mention Phil Zamtuck.
Yeah.
And he was on my prayer list. I was bathing that boy in prayer like Paul here. My heart's desire and prayer to God. His was for Israel. Mine was that Phil Zamtuck would get saved. He'd been raised by his father, Larry Zamtuck, which was an educated idiot. I worked with Larry. I worked with his son. His son was on my crew, Brother Ed. And I pleaded with Phil to get saved. And Phil was very, very open, very honest with me. He'd tell me, Eddie, I truly want to get saved. I just can't believe the upbringing that he'd been brought up. That there was no God, and a lot of people today are in that same kind of upbringing. Yeah, they don't like to claim God and their knowledge.
Right.
They're void of the knowledge of God. They're taught evolution. That's why they don't think twice about shooting you, Carolyn.
Right.
Because you're not human. You're just an insect. You're just, you know, an animal. You're not a human. When you put the value on life, it causes you to think about things.
Amen.
But they devalued us, and you know, to teach our children there's no such thing as God. I'm telling you, the Bible says by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. And I'm telling you today, that's born in our schools today. When I was in school, going way back yonder, there was a Bible on the teacher's desk.
Right, uh-huh, right.
We said the pledge.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Had prayer too.
Amen.
Preacher, the principal prayed over the intercom.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We had the Ten Commandments. I'm looking for them. There they are. Had the Ten Commandments. We said them every school day morning. Ain't that something that says, thou shalt not kill?
Right.
You see, these children, they're not taught that.
No.
They come up, and the reason, you know, Cain rose up, slew his brother. God confronted him about it. He started lying, saying, am I my brother's keeper? Trying, you know, like they do today, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. It wasn't me. They got to have video cameras now to pin anybody down. I'm telling you, we come out of the womb speaking lies. I understand
right.
that truth that we lie And we lie. They have to videotape today to keep people from lying their way out of what they've done. Cain said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" And God said, "Your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." The Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 18, I think it's verse 10, it says, "By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil."
Yeah.
No, I got that wrong. That verse there says, "Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, the heart of the Son of Man is fully setting him to do evil." When you don't have consequences, when you don't have God and the knowledge, I'm telling you, the burden that Paul is saying here, he said, "My heart's desire, my prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." I'm telling you, if we could get this world saved, boy, we'd have something.
Amen.
I enjoyed reading and singing that song, "Let me tell you about my Jesus."
Yeah.
Boy, if I throw him out of the classroom, he's not welcome. There wasn't no room for him when he come down here. But I'll tell you what, they're going to make room for him when he shows up. Amen.
Amen.
They're going to get in the whole place. They try to find a cave. Brother Ed told me, "Brother Donnie, about a cave this morning." Our ears perked up immediately. I mean, first thing we thought was airheads. Amen. But Paul here talking about perishing people, the problem was, they just not interested in hearing the truth. He said, my heart's desire and my prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved.
Yeah.
Verse 2, he said, "For I bear them," it's expository type preaching, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." You know, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, Sister Sharon, "There's a way that seems right unto a man. Adam and Eve made them fig leaves. It worked great till God showed up."
Yeah.
You know, these religious lost people today, it's the hardest person to win to God is someone that's been taught a lie. Because the guy denied what they've been taught to receive the truth. I'd rather have a man at least knows he's a sinner. Amen. But anyway, it says there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. I mean, it looks all right till it comes to the end of the road and the bridge is out, if you know what I mean.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jesus said plainly, John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me."
Right.
But you see, these people here, they're in denial. They think they're right, Brother Ed. Everybody else wrong. Yeah. You've met them. I've met them.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to reason with them. Matthew chapter 7, verse 14. Broad is the way. Ain't that amazing? Hollywood calls it Broadway. Ain't that something? Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction.
Yeah.
And many there be that go in therein. Next verse, narrow is the way that leads to life. Few there be that find it. You see here, they go on that broad way. That many that go that broad way, or you're one of those few that's going that narrow way. This problem right here that Paul sees in his observation here about the problem that his prayer can't be answered is because they've got a zeal, but not according to knowledge.
Yeah.
Paul said, "I've not known sin." In Romans chapter 7, he said, "I've not known sin but by the law."
Yeah.
Mentioned this morning about my pastor preaching about my sin. I had plenty of it. It wasn't like he had to work too hard to find one of them. But I'll tell you what, when he said, "Every idle word men speak, they should give account of the day of judgment," that guy was good enough. But that scripture, Paul said, "I had not known sin but by the law, for the law said thou shalt not covet." That's all it took to convince Paul he was a sinner.
Yeah.
But they don't have that knowledge. They don't want that knowledge. They don't want to hear it. They put their fingers in their ears. They shake their head. "I don't want to hear it." I noticed this morning, a couple of young boys there this morning had them earbuds in their ears.
I hope you're feeling better.
You know, I'll be honest with you, they better be paying attention. I'm telling you, buddy, I don't think this thing's going too much farther. Especially what that guy shared on that short segment there on that church service there. I have to admit, he got my attention, amen. He said, they got the zeal, but they ain't got no knowledge. They're blind leading the blind. They're headed for the ditch, amen. He said, verse 3, "For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness." have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
They don't want nothing to do with God, Bonnie.
No.
They're not wanting to submit. They're not wanting to hear a sermon that, for lack of better words, don't tickle their ears, but actually, brother, who was that put the finger out? Was that you?
Yeah.
Donnie pointed, he said, I hate pointing fingers, but you know, that sermon that preacher preaches, sometimes it's right straight to you. Sometimes it ain't me.
Yeah.
My brother, it's me, oh Lord, amen.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you that finger pointing, they've not submitted themselves to that. His observation, he saw the problem. Verse 4, he saw the solution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's pretty simple. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. That's pretty simple, ain't it?
Yes, yes.
You don't have to look no further than Jesus to find anything that you need.
That's right.
He's my all in all.
That's right.
Hey, I don't need a pillow. Mm-hmm. I don't need one of my pillows. I don't need a pill. Help me sleep better. I found him, as all I need, Brenda.
Right.
I sleep like a baby. My wife said, I wish I could sleep like you. I said, honey, just get right with God. It's a package built up my head, rumble out of my chest, and hope to survive. He gives his beloved sleep. I'm just telling you, he's got everything we need.
Yeah.
He's the end of the quest. He's the end of the search. You don't have to look no further than Jesus. He says there in verse 4. I mean, this is it. You can preach on this one verse tonight. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. I found that pearl of great price. I found what I was looking for. I was completely saved, completely satisfied. I don't look for another. I found what I was looking for in Him. He fixed the problem. Hey, it got me straightened out. I'm upright now. I'm in the family of God now. I'm telling you, I don't look no further than Jesus. If the world just get more interested in Jesus, they find out. My sister Brenda, bless her heart, she sung that song. Hey, He's the God of mountains, and He's God in the valley. Hey, He's all you need.
Amen.
He's all in all. If you got Jesus, you're going to make it.
Amen. Yeah.
He's the end
of
the law.
Yes.
These churches having these Christless services, Christless singing. My pastor held a revival. I could name the church, but it wouldn't be fair to name it. My pastor's a pretty smart man, Bonnie. But he went over there, this man, Brother Charles, asked me to come over and preach. I'm sure he worried about how it was going to go. I was worried too. But anyway, Rick went over to this church where they asked him to come preach. Being wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, you know what he did? He said, I'd like for us to sing three songs about the blood.
Yeah.
They got big red-faced, Brother Donnie.
Yes.
They went back there in the back. We're talking about a church on Columbia Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
They went back there in the back and drew the books out and passed them out. And we sung three songs about the blood. I don't know what key they's in. But I want you to know God was interested in that. You talking about revival. Oh my, it was a good revival. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, Christ is the end of the law.
Amen.
Hey, the search is over. If you find Him, you find what you're looking for.
Right. Amen.
The rest of these verses here just tells us that God will save such as look to Him, such as come to Him.
Yeah.
I'm glad He said He'd no wise turn anyone away. I'm glad He's more than able to save the uttermost from the guttermost. I just listened to a man preach. I'm trying to remember. I think I heard it coming home from Brother Charles's. I'm trying to remember when I heard this. I think I heard it coming on Brother Charles this morning, but there was a young girl that wanted to be saved, but she was just afraid that God couldn't forgive her of all that she'd done. And you know, I'm sure there's plenty of people out there like that, but there's a scripture to help us with that.
Yeah.
It's Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, God doing the speaking. God says, come now, saith the Lord. Let us reason together. God's a reasonable God.
That's right.
He said, let us reason together. And He's real nice, Brother Ed. He said, though your sins be as scarlet, and mine was, He said, I'll make them white as snow, though they be red like crimson, and mine was. He said, I'll make them as wool. I've never been so clean in my life. That's when God applied the blood to this old boy's sins. I mean, I'm talking about squeaky clean. I'm talking about, boy, I was clean, and every now and then, if I get dirty again, I'm glad, praise God. He said, my little children, I would that you sin not, but if you do, we got an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he goes up there and says, Father, I love Eddie. I paid top dollar for him. I want you to forgive him. I want you to bless him. I want you to help him. I'm telling you, I got a good lawyer. Oh, I might not be a preacher for him, but praise God, he can. You're talking about having the advantage. That old devil's up there accusing God in night and day. Jesus said, he belongs to me. He said, Brother Eddie preaches too loud. He preaches too long. And Jesus said, that's one of mine, Father.
That's right.
I got accepted in the blood, but thanks to my precious Savior. Amen. We don't have to look no further than Jesus. Brother Ed wanted us to sing Victory in Jesus tonight, number 92. We should have done it. But I'll tell you what, I got victory in him. I didn't have to look no further.
Yeah.
Churches down here, they try to bypass the most important thing of the whole service.
Amen.
I'm telling you, when Jesus is lifted up, he'll draw people to him. And when you preach Jesus, I told him this morning, there in Acts chapter 8, that Ethiopian eunuch, he's reading the Bible, he don't know what he said. Who is this? He talking about himself or another? And Philip began to sing scripture, and he preached to him Jesus. That's all we got to do is preach Jesus. Point people to Jesus. I still like Rita. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Ben Donnie's down there
in
Logan County, and the person that wrote the song was saying,
You
sing it 10 times better.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, brother, that's what you said. What's it? Rita sings that better.
Yeah,
amen. I mean, the person wrote the song.
Yep.
Amen. I'll tell you why she does sing it better, praise God, because she sings it does. That's why it's better, amen. But oh my, listen, you got the burden there in verse 1. You got the observation of the problem there. Then you got the problem mentioned there in verse number 3. The problem was submission. Oh, you know, the way up's down. Mm-hmm. The Bible tells us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
Yes.
In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 6, humble yourselves therefore in the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time. The way up's down. That submission is, you know, you get off your throne and you say, here, Lord Jesus, take my throne and help me through life's struggles. Amen. That's submission. Then you got the solution there in verse number 4. That's about as good as it gets. Christ is the end. I mean, you don't have to look no further than Jesus. But then you got salvation, the product of submission, the product from the solution, the product of all of this that we're talking about here tonight. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made. I remember, boy, when I started confessing Jesus. Y'all remember the first time when you got saved? I was in, I wasn't beating the door down to tell people about Jesus. But I was in there in the men's restroom. Brenda, I was washing my hands, and the foreman came in. You know how men are. They know what it's all about. That foreman come up to me, and he said, well, you know. You know what I said, Bonnie? I said, I know I'm saved. And that just came out so quick. I mean, I didn't know how the outcome's going to be. He said, you can't know you're saved. I said, I don't know about you, but I know I'm saved. Where he goes to church, they got that. I hope I am. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The Christ is him, all righteous, everyone believes it. But I knew I was saved.
Yeah.
And you know, the more I got to kind of speaking about the Lord, the more fluent I got about it, they was afraid to ask me anything. They said, well, you know. I said, I know what I'm saying. They said, what's up? I said, heaven and glory God. And they got to watching themselves around me, amen. But I'll tell you, Christ is the end of the law.
Yeah,
right. And with a mouth, confession is made. I started telling people I was saved. And there's people trying to talk me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a serious debate with one man out there. He was, Donnie, it's about a man. Pretty confrontational. This man, pretty confrontational. He got up in my face, Brenda. And he pretty arrogant. He said, some people say I got the eyes of the devil. looked me right straight in the eye, and I told him his name. Well, I'll mention his first name, Mike. I said, Mike, I said, let me tell you, buddy. I said, I'm not intimidated by you physically. I'm not intimidated by you spiritually. I'm going to be praying for you, boy. He got saved. I mean, really saved. I mean, he come to me, I said, is that you? Hey, he started turning some heads. They thought, oh, God saved Eddie. They thought that was the end of it. And then he saved Mike. I like his last name. Probably wouldn't be fair. But anyway, it took off out there at Donnelly's. I got one break room in there, Bonnie. And I was always at my little Bible out there reading it. And I got looking. There's another Bible. And then there was another one. Chuck Barber came there and had his Bible. Next thing I know, they got up and went out, gave us a whole break room. About 10 Bibles in there. We was having a Bible study in the break room. And you know what? Donnelly's actually benefited from it. God got the blessing. Yeah. Even though it was in there long, we should have been in there. God took care of it. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Got to lift him up.
Amen.
Get an opportunity.
Amen.
With a mouth.
Yeah.
Donnie said, let me tell you about my Jesus.
Amen.
And I seen Donnie. He said, hey! Donnie said, what's the matter? He said, I went to church. Donnie said, that's the first step, man. You get saved.
Yes. Amen.
With a mouth. Yeah. Confession is made.
That's right.
Tell what the Lord's done.
Yeah.
Don't go weary in that effort. Perishing people are depending on you. Vonnie, she mails them cards out. They're dependent on us. They see her mailing them cards and say, what are you doing? She said, I'm trying to encourage people. I'm trying to bring them some hope, some help by a little card. She sends me one. I don't just open it up, but I lay that thing right there. And I have to admit, I had me a little moment. I'm sitting there thinking she thought about me enough to send me a card. I get that card, boy, and I mean, I just real slowly kind of sneak a peek in there and sneak a little peek in there, and I finally pull that thing out. And she handpicks mine, and if half of what she said on that card was true, I mean, tell you, buddy. But I'm so glad that even she's willing to send me a card and say, Brother Eddie, we love you. We pray for you. We're so thankful.
Yeah.
And you know, I do want to be a blessing. I'm not going to deny that. And I do. I'm so thankful for them cards. But I do want to stay humble too. I don't want to end up overreacting. But boy, that's such a blessing. Such a great ministry. With the mouth. Confession is made. Rita goes back there and talks to them young kids back there. I seen her working with Lucy this morning, trying to get her in the music and everything all together.
Yeah.
With a mouth. Yeah. Confession is made. Yeah. Let the redeemed of the Lord what?
Say so.
Say so.
Amen.
God help us.
Right.
I'm going to shut up. I preached my brains out this morning, and I ain't going to do that again tonight. Father, we thank you for the privilege to stand for the Word of God. Thank you for these that are here tonight. Thank you, Lord. I feel like, Lord, this was a message, Lord, that we needed tonight.
Yes,
Lord, I know we need to be stirred. I know, Lord, we need to be everything but stale. I pray you'll help us, Lord. Help us to find, Lord, the people that are perishing. Help us, Lord, to look at them like Paul looked at them, Lord, to say my heart's desire and prayers that they might get saved. Help us, Lord, not to lose that vision. The Bible says, where there's no vision, the people perish. And Lord, I believe people are perishing. Even today, I believe there's somebody right now, Lord, get ready to end their life.
Yeah.
Lord, that Jesus could give them another opinion about that. All their problems may still be there, but their greatest problem be gone. They'd have a home in heaven. They'd have the help they need down here. They'd have, Lord, the humility of being saved, being able to enjoy it, the goodness of God, the salvation, the grace of God. Oh, Lord, I pray for that one out there tonight. Lord, it's just one step away from hell. I pray they turn, look back towards Calvary. I pray they take another look. I pray they consider the great price that Jesus paid just so they could be forgiven of their sins and be saved. Lord, I pray for them, God, tonight. I pray for this country, God, tonight. Lord, this country that you raised up, no one can deny the fact that America's like Israel. It's one of the greatest miracles of our day. Lord, they had a 6-day war, and it was nothing else but the hand of God playing them back in their land. Like you said, their father, they'd move no more. Lord, we look at that miracle, and we got one right here in America that you raised this country up to evangelize the world. The gospel has went out from America to the four corners of the world. It's nothing short of a miracle of God. Lord, I pray for America that it would do a Nineveh repentance and return to you. Lord, I pray they'd wake up. I pray they'd see their sad condition. I pray they'd quit making excuses. I pray they'd make a proclamation from the greatest to the least that they'd return to God. In Jesus' name we pray it tonight. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Perishing people. You probably know somebody. Tonight, it's just not going to make it.
You know, you was talking about that soldier boy a while ago. This,
yeah.
That soldier boy was standing before his general or whatever.
Superior, yeah.
Yeah, superior. And he was a hollering at him. You know, they're real tough guys.
Yeah.
You know, he asked him, "Where are you from, boy?" He said, "Texas." "Where are you from, boy?" He said, "I said, Texas." He asked him, he said, "Do you know Jesus?" He said, "Yeah, I know Jesus. He saved me." "No, there ain't no such thing as Jesus." He said, "Yes, they are." He said, "He saved me. I know there's a Jesus."
Amen.
"Whatever I ask him to do, he does."
Yeah.
He said, "He does?" He said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, you go outside there and get in that Jeep and bring it up front up here and park it up here by the door." He said, "I don't know how to drive." He said, "Your Jesus will help you drive then."
Amen.
So the guy turned and went out the door. Come back in. He said, "Where'd you put that Jeep?" He said, "Right there where you told me." That general, whatever it was, said, "Now, there ain't no way he brought that Jeep up here." He went out there and raised the hood on it. It didn't even have a motor in that Jeep. It's God moved that Jeep.
Amen.
That's what he told him to do.
Twist on him. He'll go with his feet. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
There's no way he moved that Jeep. So they need more. And they went out there. All of them went out there. All the guys were standing around because he was really rash, that boy in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jeep was sitting there right where he told him to put it.
Amen.
He said, "There's no way they raised it up. There wasn't even a motor inside." Oh, my goodness.
Amen. Well, let's stand tonight. Anybody got a word on your heart? I appreciate you coming out tonight, old Brother Eddie's talking this morning.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I enjoyed myself this morning. Whew, can't do that too much, but I sure enjoyed it at this morning. Amen. Anybody got anything on your heart tonight?
I do, Brother Eddie. This morning at service is over there, and you touched a little bit on it tonight about, you know, how the schools are not teaching children, and it's, you know, not like it used to be. Even parents is not teaching their children. They, you know, kids don't have any consequences. It means, you know, and I was just thinking about what you said this morning. It's really burdened my heart, too. I mean, I'm crying for our children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
By their little feet.
Amen, Sister Brenda.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I mentioned over there this morning about a 14-year-old girl. It said she had to take a shower after midnight to keep her father from getting in the shower with her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the kind of things that's going on. That's why Rita does her job so well back there, teaching these young kids. Get them, at least give them a chance, get them pointed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "I have to slip in the shower after midnight to keep my dad from getting in the shower with a 14-year-old girl." So sad. I'm telling you, America's gone crazy.
We don't know where the children are going.
Amen. I was telling Brother Ed also this morning, that deal down at the border may be the last harvest. I mean, I first thought it was the most terrible thing, but it may be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe those people come through there, maybe they'll get saved, maybe they'll get to heaven, and that may be it. Maybe the last harvest. We may be on the way out. I don't know. We see through a glass darkly. Mm-hmm. I see enough to know it's nigh at the door. I see enough to know we ain't got much time left to work. I mean, we got eternity. Me and Donnie was talking about what it's going to be like heaven.
Amen.
And he said, "You think we'll remember it all?" I said, "Well, we'll know as we're known, and we'll have a lot of good memories." He said, "What about them painful memories?" And I said, "Well, you're right there. God will. He'll take them away. They won't be remembered, those painful memories. People that won't be there, God's going to have to wipe away the tears."
Mm-hmm.
And I have to admit, if my mother's not there, I'll still praise God. I love my mother. I do. But I know the same God that gave me the space to repent, gave her space to repent.
Yeah,
He's a just God. He's just in everything He does.
Yeah.
I want her to be there. I'm expecting her to be there. But there'll be a lot of things about heaven that He'll have to wipe away a lot of tears. And the former things there will be forgotten. And we'll have eternity to reflect back on days that we messed up royally. And there'll be others there to say, I was just like you. We'll have a wonderful time. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Bless her. I'm not going to pass through this life, but one time.
One time.
One time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And whatever I can do
bless
to glorify God.
Bless your body.
That's what I want to do.
Amen. Amen.
That is my heart's desire.
Yes.
I know I fall short a lot of times.
Yeah.
But God knows my heart.
Amen, Sister Bonnie.
Love Him so much.
Amen. This ain't our home down here.
Nope, we're just passing.
She's right. We got a devil. We have to fight the devil one hand. Praise God with the other. Amen.
Amen.
But you know what? That's okay. His grace is sufficient. If need be, the Bible says He'll give us more grace.
Yeah.
But if all hearts are clear tonight...